I'm investigative journalist and former deputy sheriff, Scott Weinberg.
And I'm Anasiga Nicolazzi, former New York City homicide prosecutor.
Each week on our podcast, Anatomy of Murder, we give you the inside perspective as we dissect the layers of each case, the victim, the crime, and the investigation.
You'll hear from victims, loved ones, and those actually involved in the journeys to justice.
Because the heart of each of these cases and this podcast is people.
Listen to Anatomy of Murder now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Adjustable firmness on each side helps keep you asleep and improves your sleep quality. My husband sleeps at a very firm 100, and lately I've been keeping my sleep number at 45. Neither of us has to couch sleep or go to the guest room if we need a different type of support. With just the click of a button, I have exactly the bed I need night after night. Discover the Sleep Number Smart Bed, the only bed that lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep better together, only at Sleep Number Store or sleepnumber.com.
Instead of costly private tutoring, IXL Learning can give your child the help they need at an affordable price. IXL is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. It's designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. And you get one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. There's a reason why IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crime Junkie listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/crimejunkie. Visit IXL.com/crimejunkie to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Crime Junkies, Ashley Flowers here. I hope you took our advice last episode. In the beginning of our latest episode, we recommended subscribing to the podcast so that way you get automatic case updates when we record them. And we recorded that a couple of weeks ago, not knowing that today would be one of those very update days. Now, the Indiana State Police held a press conference today. That's Monday, April 22nd, 2019, for the Delphi case. We covered the murders of Abby and Libby way back in episode 10 of this podcast. The episode was titled Wanted Killer on the High Bridge. It's been over 2 years now since their murder. So when police made an announcement that they wanted to update the public on how they were changing the course of the investigation, we knew we had to update our listeners as well.
Information is being released today is the result of literally thousands and thousands of hours of extraordinary investigative efforts by Delphi, Carroll County, the FBI, the Indiana State Police, and countless other agencies. This community surrounded us some 26 months ago, and you did everything you could to support us, but most importantly, you surrounded the family of these two little girls. Gosh, I'll never forget it. After you hear what we're going to release today, I'm going to ask for your continued support, your continued understanding, your empathy and compassion as we move forward to find out who did this, and we will.
That was Superintendent Doug Carter who said that. And you guys, I believe him. For those of you listening, this might have happened 68 episodes ago for you. But for us here in Indiana, we still think about Abby and Libby every single day. And police clearly are still hard at work every single day. And it's because of those investigative efforts that we have new information that the public needs to hear. The first and most shocking thing that they told us is that the sketch that we have now, the sketch that has been passed around for 2 years and people have compared every single sexual predator to on the internet, should be considered secondary. They have a new sketch that they think is much, much more accurate. And you guys, this new sketch is drastically different. It's because of this sketch that I'm doing the episode. You know, we don't update on every small thing that happens in an investigation, but when we do an episode and the sketch we tell everyone to look at is completely different, we need you guys to go look at the new sketch. We posted it on Instagram. Our handle is at Crime Junkie Podcast, and we posted it on our website, crimejunkiepodcast.com. And there isn't even similar features. This is a what appears to be a much younger man. Police say they believe he's between the ages of 18 to 40, but he actually might appear even younger than his true age. You know, when I look at this, I don't see the same hairline. I don't see the same eyes, same nose, same mouth. It is a completely different person. So please go on and know who we're looking for. Now, the interesting piece is, for those of you in Indiana, it's even more important for you to look, because the second piece of information that police gave us, something that we all speculated on for a long time, is police say that the killer is local. He is either from Delphi or possibly currently still lives in Delphi, and they think he either works there or he's visiting often, and he's very familiar with the area. So this guy is likely still living among us. The third thing that they said was very important is they believe that there was a car parked near the site where the girls were murdered, and it was parked near an old CPS DCS welfare building in the city of Delphi, and it was abandoned on the east side of County Road 300 North, next to the Hoosier Heartland Highway between noon and 5 p.m. on February 14th, 2017. Now, this could be critical in the investigation, and they're hoping someone from the public will contact them if they were either the one who was parked there or knew who was. Now, they're not saying this person is a suspect, but it's someone that they very much want to speak with. Now, the fourth thing that was really important that came out of this press conference is they released more sound clips or clip from the audio that we heard before. Now, if you'll remember, before, our perpetrator was heard saying down the hill, and it was just on a loop. They put down the hill, and we didn't get a lot from that, and they released more, but not a lot more. They released one word before that, and it sounds like this person is saying guys and then down the hill. Take a listen for yourself and let us know what you think he's saying.
Guys. Down the hill. Guys. Down the hill.
So it's not much more than we had before, but at least it's something. Now, police made extra sure in the press conference to say, listen, these might sound like two different people, but we assure you this is the same man. So maybe hearing him say something in a different tone or with different inflection might be what the public needed to recognize that voice. Now, the fifth and final thing that came out of this is they also shared footage from the phone. Now, remember that image we had of the man who was walking on the railroad tracks? It's super fuzzy. We all assumed it had come from a phone and from a video, but we never knew for sure. Okay, we now know that it did come from a cell phone. It did come from a video, and they do have more video. And this time, all they released was an actual image of him walking. So they're hoping that someone from the public might recognize the way that he's moving, although it is going to be kind of an unnatural walk since he's walking on railroad tracks. So to see this video again, you can go to our website, crimejunkiepodcast.com. You can also see the picture there. And again, I beg of you, especially if you're living in the Indiana area, we know now that this man is close. We know that we should all be keeping an eye out for him. And knowing that, the superintendent, Doug Carter, actually ended the press conference with a message to the killer.
Directly to the killer, who may be in this room. We believe you are hiding in plain sight. For more than 2 years, you never thought we would shift gears to a different investigative strategy, but we have. We likely have interviewed you or someone close to you. We know that this is about power to you, and you want to know what we know. And one day, you will.
The police are closing in, and I have no doubt that sometime in the future, hopefully the near future, we'll have a captured update episode for all of our listeners.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.